Welcome back to another episode of Unscripted. The price of debt. I'm laughing because I just posted to my Instagram and I was thinking about a song to be able to put to this episode. And it was I'm Super Bad or Super Bad by James Brown. And the first lyrics that came off on the song was, I got it. So in today's episode, when we talk about debt, I'm not coming from a standpoint of standing on top of the hill and telling you all that I've done all the right things. I'm talking like James Brown. I got it. Or I've had it. I've been in places where debt was so stifling that it took my time. It took my money. It took my energy. It connected or it disconnected me from relationships. It disconnected me from joy. It disconnected me from anything of being present because I was so focused on that debt. So in today's episode, we're going to talk about debt, self-discipline, mind your business, and keep your path straight. And it's amazing because in Proverbs 6, which is the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, what you're going to see is, if you've already heard Proverbs 6, one of the episodes last month, you're going to see that this reads completely different because God was able to give me a different message today, and that's what he's going to do through you and for you going through the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. You're first going to start to read it, and then it's going to start to read you. And you're going to read something different every single month because the circumstances in your life are going to be different. Make sure that you subscribe if you're on YouTube or you're on Apple or you're on Spotify. Do that. It helps us out. Comment, put in a prayer request. Also, to let you know that all of you who have been following the corresponding proverb for the corresponding day, which is 3,000-year-old wisdom applicable today, the Proverbs journal, the Wisdom of the Vibe journal, A Journey Through Proverbs, is actually on its way and coming. We're designing it right now. So let's get into this. Proverbs 6, corresponding proverb, corresponding day. Let's get this party started. One of the coolest experiences yesterday. It was raining here. I know that doesn't happen very often in Carlsbad, California, but it was raining and my son was so excited the day before. He said, Daddy, Daddy, it's going to rain tomorrow. Can we do the boats? And see, what we had done the last time is we made paper boats and we put them in the gutter and we blocked up the gutter and then the water rushed down and we had boat races. And he was so excited and it's probably been about 3 years since it's happened. Well, when he got off school, it was about 2:30 in the afternoon, maybe 3 o'clock when he got home. But I came walking back to the house and he said, Daddy, Daddy, are we going to do it? And I said, of course, son. So go get some cardboard. We got cardboard and we were more prepared this time. So we took the cardboard and we, cut out little shapes and then we bent it up, put some duct tape on it because duct tape fixes everything. Then we put some tinfoil on it so it would stop the boats from getting waterlogged. And then he said, Daddy, can we put a flag on it? We put the flag on it. Then we went out in the gutter in the rain. The rain is pouring down. We got to go in the gutter and do these boat races. His was called Lil Boat. So he was like, come on, Lil Boat. And his boat was little and it was fast and it whooped me. But mine was Viking Boat. And so Viking Boat was, had the little scoops on the side. It had a bigger flag, but it was not aerodynamic and it got whooped. But I had the time of my life yesterday. And that's the reason why I want to tell you about that is because when we're in debt, whether it be to our time, our money, or our energy, we don't have the freedom to be present and do the little things. And it didn't cost us anything to make those boats. We made them out of trash. But he said, Daddy, can we do it again on Thursday? We're going to make them even better. And he just looked at me. He's 12 years old. He wrapped his arm around me as we're walking in the rain. He said, Daddy, thank you so much for racing boats today. And by the way, little boat, whooped you. When we're in debt, whether it be with our time, our energy, or our money, we don't have the time to be present for those little moments that cost us nothing, that mean everything. Let's jump right into the corresponding proverb, corresponding day. We're going to talk about debt, self-discipline, mind your business, and keep your path straight. It's very simple, guys, this proverb, and it hit me so hard this morning. It's great because we have a financial literacy company called Dollar Camp, and we help young kids, coming out of high school or young in college, or sometimes when I say a young kid, it could be 25 or 30 that just never had any financial literacy education. And we help them with that. And I'm going to Fresno today, and it's going to be so incredible. And it's awesome because God takes the word and he makes it come alive. We start reading the word first, and then it starts reading us. And this word read me 3,000-year-old wisdom. Imagine, this was written 3,000 years ago, and God knew in his perfect plan, his perfect will, and his perfect timing that I'd be going to Fresno today to talk about what? Staying out of debt, or the price of debt. And so there's a couple of sections here, three majors with a little caveat. Number one, how to stay out of it. Not even how to stay out of it. He just says, stay out of it. And then God talks about and reveals to us the things that cause it, the things that will cause debt. And then there's a quick message of hope to get a get out of jail free card, if you will. And then he lets you know what happens when we're in debt. Number one, stay out of debt. Number two, the things that cause debt. Number three, what happens when we're in debt? But also, as God does, because his gangster ways, he has a quick message for us just to say, here's a get out of jail free card. Let's jump right into it. In verse 1-5, I like it because in verse 1, it says, my son, if you have put up security for your neighbor, if you have shaken hands in a pledge for a stranger, you have been trapped by what you said, ensnared by the words of your mouth. So do this, my son. Free yourself, since you have fallen into your neighbor's hands. Go to the point of exhaustion and give your neighbor no rest. Allow no sleep to your eyes, no slumber to your eyelids. Free yourself like a gazelle from the hand of the hunter, like a bird from the snare of a fowler. What he's saying in verse 1-5 is just stay out of it. God is very simple. He gives us it, and then we as human beings, what we want to do is we want to have a process. We want to make it more complicated. God is just saying simple, just stay out of it. And here's point number two is the things that cause it. Number one is immediate gratification, get rich quick schemes. That's in things to stay out of it, or things that cause it, is in verse 6-19. So if you read that, what I would encourage you to do is read the Proverbs, right? The Proverbs are in the Bible. You could get the NIV version. That's what I'm reading right now. There's a bunch of different versions, or you could just look it up online. And when you go through this in verse 6-19, it'll tell you all the things that cause debt. Immediate gratification or get rich quick schemes, laziness or busyness. Laziness, how can laziness and busyness cause it? Well, busyness is just being in motion as opposed to action. Motion is just being busy. Action is moving towards your desired result, even if it's one little step. Number three is hanging with the wrong people. Number four, watch this. Your eyes, your tongue, your hands, your heart, your friends, and a person who's gossiping, which brings it right back around to your eyes. Watch this. In your eyes, when you see it, if you see it for long enough, then you start to speak about it. When you speak about it, then you start to do it. When you do it, it drops down into your heart and you start to justify it. When you justify it, then you put yourself around friends who are doing the same thing because you want to justify it again. And then another person tells you about another idea that sounds kind of good, and it goes right back into, wow, now I see it. And see, these are the things to stay out of it. In immediate gratification or get rich quick, it's in verse 6-8. And in verse 6-8, it says, go to the ant, you sluggard, and consider its ways and be wise. Laziness is in verse 9-11. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? Will you get up from your sleep? And it talks about laziness. Hanging with the wrong people, verse 12-15. It says, a troublemaker and a villain who goes out about with a corrupt mouth, who winks malicious with his eye, signals with his feet, and motions with his fingers. if you read in those, and then in verse 17 through 19, it says, six things the Lord hates, seven are detestable to him, haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked schemes, feet that are quick to rush to evil, a false witness that pours out lies, and a person who stirs up conflict in the community. Imagine this, eyes, tongue, hands, heart, friends, a gossip. And the reason why I'm going through these verses quicker is because if you we went through a more comprehensive last month as far as all these verses and reading all these verses, what I want you to do is I want you to read them and see how they speak to you. Because it's not about me being the guru, but in this masterclass of Proverbs, the corresponding proverb, corresponding day, you are the instructor. Your emotions, your circumstances, what you read on the page, because a different thing is going to stick out to you. Because my wife told me like this, you'll never hear what I say, you won't see what I do, you'll only hear where you are at. And where you're at today, when you read Proverbs, it'll start to read you. And see, here's a quick message. And in the middle of it, see, God first says, stay out of it. Then he tells us the things that cause it. Immediate gratification, laziness, hanging with the wrong people, eyes, tongue, hands, heart, friends, a gossip. And then he says a quick message, station identification. And this is a get out of jail free card in verse 20 through 24. In verse 20 through 24, it said, my son, keep your father's commandment and do not forsake your mother's teaching, mama and pops. Bind them on your heart always, fasten them around your neck. When you walk, they will guide you. When you sleep, they will watch over you. When you awake, they will speak to you. Like Proverbs, the corresponding proverb, the corresponding day. For this command is a lamp or a light. This teaching is a light. And correction and instruction are the way to life. Keep from your neighbor's wife, from the smooth talk of a wayward woman. What's it talking about your neighbor's wife? Stop looking at what everybody else is doing. Try, like I do this all the time. I would look at growing up, and especially, early on, I would look at a person who was doing something. They made a lot of money. I look on social media now, and a person saying, you can make $1 million in 2 weeks. And I'm like, wow, I want to do what they do. Not that I want to do what they do. I just like the result of what they have, but I'm not invested in the process. So watch this, guys, what it is, a quick get out of jail free card. And he lays it down there. He says, listen to your mom and dad. Just watch out for your heart. When you walk, when you sleep, when you awake. And then he says that my wisdom is the light to stay out of debt. But go ahead and do what you want. And then here, as we finish up, is just what happens when we're in it. What happens when we're in debt? Watch this. The number one, your eyes will start to lust. You'll start to look at things and say, like in verse 25, it says, do not lust in your heart after her beauty or let her captivate you with her eyes. And the verse before that was talking about your neighbor's wife or the wayward woman. It's not just a woman, but it's figurative in saying that, hey, let's step out of what the world tells you or what you think is shiny. Stop chasing rabbits, as my pops would say. And simply stick to your path. So lust is the first one. Number two is acting out of character. And that's in verse 25 and 26. And then hanging with the wrong nouns. People, places, things, ideas. Imagine if you stopped hanging with the wrong nouns. People, places, things, ideas. In verse 26 and 27, as we finish up, what's amazing about it is it says here, hanging with the wrong nouns. So in verse 26 and 27, it says, can a man walk on hot coals without being burned? Can a man scoop fire into his lap without his clothes being burned? Stop hanging with the wrong people. Stop hanging with the wrong people. And when we look at this, guys, what happens when we're in it is the craziest thing is that the debtor has no mercy, has absolutely no mercy. But before we get into that, imagine this, like in what happens when we're in it. You see, when we get into debt, we have no one to blame for us buying what we want with money we don't have. There's no one to blame there. But also, people will never blame you for that. Your friends will be like, you deserve it. Yeah, don't worry about it. But what God is saying is he wants to hold you accountable. He gave us a get out of jail free card at the beginning. He did it in the middle. And he said, just stay out of debt, not just with your money, but with your time, your energy, and your money. That way you can stay present. I could tell you this, when you're in debt up to your eyeballs financially, you can't be present. And finally, as we finish today, it talks about the debtor has no mercy. The debtor has no mercy. And in verse 34 and 35, jealousy arouses a husband's fury, and he will show no mercy when he takes revenge. He will not accept any compensation. He will not refuse a bribe, whatever, however great it is. And I don't know about you, but I've been in debt before where I've cried out and said, oh, well, if I could just pay this. Well, now if I borrowed $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, the debtor is not like, okay, you can give me $100,000. He's saying that you got to give me that, plus you got to give me all the interest. And then who's in control? He is. You'll be a slave to that debtor. So where the encouragement is in today is with your time, your energy, and money. Freely give, 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 give. Be generous, but be conscious of spending time that you don't have, energy that you don't have, and money that you don't have, because otherwise you'll be enslaved to the person who you borrowed it from. It's amazing how God can work and have a completely different message with the exact same text. Last month, I read this exact same thing and it read completely different because my circumstances were different. The corresponding proverb for the corresponding day is 3,000-year-old wisdom that could be applicable in your business, in your leadership, in your culture, in your systems today. Every single day, it reads different because your circumstances are different. I want to thank every one of you for being here, rocking with the podcast. It has been absolutely amazing. The journal is coming out. The Wisdom of the Vibe journal is coming out, where you'll be able to go through Proverbs. You have 3 months of journaling that you're going to do. We have questions inside there. Make sure you subscribe, that you like, that you comment, and that you share it with every single person that you can. And make sure today that you assess your debt when it comes to time, energy, and money. Corresponding proverb, corresponding day, 3,000-year-old wisdom. My name is Kelly Cardenas, and I'm officially off the hot seat. Peace, love, and soul.